Hello, I'm Pamela Davis. Welcome to episode 49 of the Well Done Life podcast. Hello, and welcome back to episode 49 of the Well Done Life podcast. I'm your host, Pamela Davis. Happy New Year, everyone. I am so excited to be talking to you again. I've missed you guys so much. I hope you had a wonderful holiday. We made it. Hey, let's give all praise and honor due to the fact that we made it to 2021. I mean, it's been quite a journey going into 2020, and definitely 2021 is getting more and more interesting. I know I feel a little off today. I'm recording on December the 8th, and it's just, I think it's because I'm still coming off of vacation, but at the same time, I am already a week back, my first week back at work, and it went by super fast, but it was busy, which is not a bad thing. It's just kind of, I'm still on that vacation high. I don't know if any of you ever feel that way. I hope you do, because it's like so nice to decompress during the holidays or during vacation moments. So I really took that time to be very intentional with myself, and I'm really making that something that I'm looking at doing going in through 2021 and beyond. I want to be more careful and more intentional with myself, because I think that if we're not learning anything, we need to learn how to really be more intentional with ourselves and take care of ourselves. But we're going to talk about that in a moment. But I mean, hey, we're going through a lot. Before I really dive in, and like I said, I feel a little off today, so please excuse me if I'm a little rambly. I have show notes written, but I feel like with everything going on, I may veer off a little bit, but I promise hopefully that'll be seamless to you, and we'll definitely get the flow going as I kind of get my feet wet again. But first and foremost, before we dive into anything, I want to say prayers to everyone. I do. I want you to know from the bottom of my heart that I am thinking of you and your family, because we are dealing with so much. I mean, COVID is running wild out in these streets. I know a lot of people who have been impacted by COVID. Today, I happened to watch a little bit of The View as I was working, I listened to The View through YouTube as I was working. And I heard about Sunny Hostin, who's one of the hosts of The View. Her husband lost his mother and his father right within like a day or two of each other, unfortunately, during Christmas due to COVID-19. And I was like, wow, you know, that's so sad. And it was just so disheartening. His parents were doctors. And like I said, I know people personally who have been impacted by COVID during the holidays and lost loved ones. We really have to take this seriously. I'm definitely, and I've said it before, I'm not here to judge anyone on how you move, because you got to do what makes you happy and live your best life. The only thing I can say to you is just please make sure you're being careful with yourself. 2020 should have taught us all it is so important to take care of ourselves. Health is truly wealth. That's mental, physical, and spiritual health. I mean, you got to do the whole 360 holistic thing out here, baby. So take care of yourself. Wash your hands. Make sure you wear a mask. Socially distance. And keep yourself prayed up and watch your energy, because there are attacks coming from all around. So I just want to send prayers to you, God, that, you know, to you all from my heart, that you are just covered, that you and your whole family are covered, because 2021 is definitely coming in hot. I mean, COVID is running wild in the streets, and I'm trying to process, and I'm sure you are too, the fact that we have witnessed a domestic terror attack on the Capitol. It's just mind-boggling. I never thought in my lifetime that I would be witness to something like that. And I mean, in reference to an election, I mean, the Electoral College votes were being counted and certified, and domestic terrorists stormed the Capitol. And unfortunately, lives were lost, and there was property damage, but lives were lost. And I just think it's so deplorable. But that's a whole different subject. And we could take this whole podcast to talk about that. And I'm going to talk about it. because we have to. That's part of the problem why people are doing what they are doing, because unfortunately they're allowing lies to control the narrative versus listening to the truth. And you cannot allow your mind, your spirit, and your energy to be filled with lies. Lies lead you down paths that you should never be on. And they never amount to anything but what we are seeing here, which is utter destruction. So I just feel like we have to get there, but I'm still working through it, because personally, outside of the fact that I saw that attack on democracy, I also saw peak white privilege at the fact that all of those people were not arrested or killed. Because if they had looked like me, everybody would have been shot on sight. But that's a whole different, again, whole different animal. And we're going to get through that animal. But I'm processing that while at the same time, while we're dealing with rising COVID cases, while at the same time just trying to continue to live my best life. So I need to make space for that. But kind of like what I wanted to talk to you guys about going into episode 49 is this is a time where we really have to look at life more intentionally, because we're on this journey to living the well done life. And we know that living the well done life is about standing in our truth. It's about creating space and sharing our story so that others can grow. And it's time to be transparent, because on that journey to living your well done life, you have to be transparent. Like I just said before, lies only lead to destruction. And as I mentioned, things are coming in really hot in 2021. Things are crazy. But the world's going to keep turning as it always does. And it sometimes will make you feel like we're being hit from all sides with truths that many of us aren't prepared to deal with. And let me say that again so that everybody kind of understand. I feel like this is a time, just like I kind of said last year in 2020, I felt like 2020 was a revelation year. I feel like 2021 might be another year as well, where we are being hit with truths from all sides that unfortunately a lot of people aren't prepared to deal with. And that's not an indignation, it's just a fact. I mean, a lot of people are not equipped to handle all of the things that we're experiencing because we've never experienced these things before. I mean, personally, I've never lived through a global pandemic of this magnitude. I've definitely never seen a domestic terrorist storm the Capitol, especially as a Black person. I mean, that was back in like the 60s when you had like the Klan. And even then, that wasn't even like that. I mean, that was us trying to peacefully protest for our rights. But I mean, you had people out there yesterday on the 6th, storming the Capitol. And as I mentioned earlier, if they had looked like me or been, you know, it would have instead being just going down in history for storming the Capitol, it would have probably gone down as one of the bloodiest days in history because everyone would have been shot on sight. But again, that's a conversation that we keep having and people don't seem to be listening, just like people don't seem to be listening when it comes to wearing masks and social distancing. I just don't understand it. I mean, like I said, COVID is running wild in the streets. You have doctors and nurses who are putting their lives on the line every day to make sure that people are comforted in their hour of need. And you have people out here who are just so selfish that they cannot put a mask on, that they cannot socially distance, that they can't wash their hands consistently, even though we had that problem, unfortunately, before COVID, because a lot of people do not wash their hands. But it's just now, it's like everyone is so righteous about things because they feel like it's a violation of their rights. Everything is so personal. We're so intentional about taking things personal, but we're still not intentional with taking care of ourselves mentally and physically, because we are easily fed lies and we will stand up and fight for a lie versus sitting down and listening for the truth. So I just, again, it's just kind of one of these things that makes me feel like if we're going to live our best life, if we're going to be intentional with ourselves, we have to be transparent. We have to look at this. So going into 2021, I was like, you know, I really feel like it's a time to keep things very simple. And I feel like this is a time to really get clear about what we need mentally, physically, spiritually, societally. I mean, everything, what we need. And one of the things that I've kind of been marinating on, and I've talked about it, I think, in 2020 quite a bit, especially toward the end, I think it's just important that we look at this as a time where we tap into our empathy. We tap into our empathy and our honesty when it comes to how we deal with ourselves and other people. It's time to do work. I mean, we just keep having these moments where we keep being presented with the same things over and over again, because, and that is the definition of insanity, if you've never heard that before, to do the same thing over and over again. It's because we're not doing the work. So I want to do the work. And that's what I wanted to kind of set the course for 2021. 2021 for the Well Done Life, for myself, it's about doing the work. And so what I wanted to do was kick off a series that I'm going to be doing over the next few months. It's going to be running through probably the year, because it's going to take repetition and time to get this all correct. And I want to cover a lot of different aspects of life. But I felt like the first aspect that I was going to cover is mind, body, and soul. Because I think that those are the foundations of living the well-done life. You have to be well in your soul. And you have to take care of yourself. You have to look at things inside of you that are not healed. And you've got to heal them. You got to reveal them and you've got to heal them. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to reveal them to me or to other people if you don't feel comfortable. But sometimes you have to bring that truth to life in yourself so that you can see it and deal with it and you can move past it and have peace. And I also want to talk about your mind, because mind and the soul go so well together. They are intertwined. And when you're not right in your spirit, normally it will affect your mentality. It will affect you in regards to how confident you are. It can stop you from moving forward to your goals, because you are harboring something within you that you haven't dealt with. A childhood hurt, a love lost, some type of pain or rejection, or there could be a multitude of things, but ultimately it's about healing so that mentally you can free yourself from whatever type of punishments or regrets that you may have. And then obviously the body. I think I might have mentioned it last year. I hope I did. But back in June, I decided to do a cleanse. I had a friend. She does Arbonne. We work together. And they had a 30-day, kind of cleanse. And I really felt like I needed to, because with going into the pandemic after traveling and being kind of shut and isolated, I have to admit, I was a little depressed for a while. I really was very upset about the change to my freedoms and my life and working from home. So I found that my eating definitely was suffering because of it. And I was feeling the effects of it. I was like, I felt sluggish. I felt kind of depressed. I felt tired. And I was like, I think it's time, especially as I'm starting to become more seasoned, that I really look at taking care of myself. Many moons ago, back when I was in my early 40s, I decided that I was going to go on a health journey. So back then, I actually became a vegetarian, and I used to do races every month. For a year, I made a vow that I would do a 5K a month because I wanted to get healthier and stronger. And at the end of the year, I walked my first half marathon. Honey, that was an adventure, a struggle, triumph, all in one. But I accomplished my goal. Because for me, it was the beginning of feeling health as well. And obviously, I would love to say I kept that journey going. I did for a little while, and I've done lots of races. I've done several half marathons, all of that great stuff. And my knees are definitely paying the cost for it. I think I mentioned to you guys before, I had a catastrophic knee injury back in 2018, and I wound up having to have an ACL, PCL reconstruction, as well as I had a Baker cyst. So I was jacked up. Let me just put it that way. I was jacked up. Your girl had to learn how to walk again. I was on crutches for a minute and I had a limp that would not go away. But I've overcome it now and I feel better. And I definitely found my love in Pilates and I was going strong before quarantine, but quarantine shifted all of those things. And I felt like I was slipping back into bad habits. So long story short, I became a vegan in June of 2020. I went vegan and I went on this cleanse and I never looked back. And I have been steady strong as a vegan and I love it. I feel so much better. I sleep better. I really felt like when I was eating more junk, like I couldn't rest. And so taking care of my body in that way has really shown me the power of how it is important to eat to live versus live to eat. And don't get me wrong, I love vegan junk because vegan junk is really good. It is so awesome. And Ben and Jerry's vegan ice cream is the truth. So, but that's a whole nother story. And if you follow me on IG, you do know I love a good cocktail. I don't drink as much as I used to, though. Now I'm like on a cleanse, actually. And my sister and I have made a commitment to each other because she is a vegan as well, that we will only drink on our birthdays. So literally, I had my last drink, my birthday and holidays. I had my last drink in during Christmas. And I will not have another one until February 25th, which is my birthday. Yay. And the 1 year anniversary of the Well Done Life podcast. So stay tuned for something special there. I haven't figured it all out, but I'm going to do something special for that. But anywho, back to this story. So that's why I want to talk about taking care of your body, because it's not about being the thinnest thing in the world. That's not what it's about. Being healthy is not about a weight. Yes, if you have a goal weight that you want to be at, that's great. It's about being healthy and learning how to take care of yourself, be more intentional about the things that you put in your body, think about the stuff that you're eating and you're drinking, will lead you down a path where you feel healthier, where you feel better about yourself. And it gives you, again, that foundational end piece in the mind, body, soul, because you're doing the work there. So I'm going to talk about that. And I'm also going to share some voices. I think my plan going into this is that I will probably have guests hopefully twice a month. That is my plan. I have to admit, I have gotten a little bit sidetracked this month. So please forgive me. You may not get to hopefully, but I have to get up on my game. I'm going to get back on my game tomorrow. So that's why I'm recording tonight. So that tomorrow I can get back in my email game. I already have the people that I want as guests lined up in my mind. And we will start that series. Because this year, like I said, I really want us to be intentional. I want us to keep it simple too. I promise you it is not going to be overwhelming. But it's just all about hearing how maybe there's little things that you can do that will help you be able to take care of yourself more physically, be able to tap more into your soul spiritually, and as well as be able to rest your mind. Because again, we have so many things being thrown at us. I really want to make sure that I am giving you content that is going to help you be able to live your best life, your well done life. And I want you to share this content with your friends and your family and other people that you're interacting with, because we are all out here going through this together. We never thought we would be here, but we're here. And we can be mad about it. We can be upset about it. We can keep trying to brace for what's going to happen next. Nobody knows. And at this point, I don't even want to guess anymore. But what I do want to make sure that I'm doing is stay intentional. And that I'm giving you tips that are going to help you intentionally live your well-done life while I am intentionally learning how to live mine as well. So that's kind of the plan, I think, going through. I think that this series will probably, the mind, body, and soul, when I mapped it out, is a three-month series. So I am thinking from January until March, that will take us through my birthday one-year anniversary celebration, which is going to be awesome. And then in April, we will switch it up and start to gear into some other things. But I would love your feedback on what you guys want to talk about. What I was thinking about doing for April was let's kind of start talking about some of the material things. I mean, we need to start getting our money right. I had Leslie Bastin on last year of Rebel Rock Wealth. I always say that wrong. But she is a great financial mind, and I especially know where maybe some people might be working with stimulus, some might not. Some of us might actually be looking at how we can plan to save a little bit more so that we can start living our dreams or trying to create incremental revenue. I don't know. Whatever is up in your mind that you're thinking about that you would love some information about, let me know. I'll reach out to some great people I know, and we'll get a podcast going about it. Because again, this is about building community, and it's time for us all kind of to lean into each other. So this year, I would really appreciate any type of feedback that you can share with me. Don't hesitate to hit me up on social media. My social media handles are still the same. On Instagram, you can reach me at I am at Pamela L. Davis, which is my personal page. Or you can hit the Well Done Life podcast page, because I finally got that IG page up last year. I'm still growing it occasionally. Promise to get back up on my game more solid. You can reach out to me on Twitter at I am Pamela L. Davis. Or you can just email me at thewelldonelife@gmail.com. Because again, this is about growth. I have some big plans for us this year. And I want us to grow and do this together, because ultimately I need you. You guys have no idea how much having these conversations with you give me pure joy. And I'm learning so much, and I love interacting with you and sharing with you. And I promise to keep bringing great voices, to stay consistent, and to listen to your feedback and continue to grow. So I'm really excited about this journey that we're about to take. So if you please don't hesitate to like, share, subscribe, as well as write me a review, because I would love to continue to get your feedback and grow. And I hope you have a wonderful week. I will be back next week and we'll be on it. And thank you. Thank you again for continuing to be on the journey with me. I appreciate you guys so much. Have a wonderful weekend and an awesome week ahead. And I'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye.